speaking of New York City, a New York comic is joining us right now. One of my favorites. It's Mark Norman. He's at Helium Buffalo. Mark, first of all, I have to ask, me being a Tuesday and a Gatreon loyal fan, are you still sick? Are you feeling better?
I'm back, baby. I kicked the AIDS and the scurvy and the polio, and I'm back. I never thought I'd come out of it. I never get sick, and this one really kicked me in the taint.
Yeah, you brag about how you never get sick, so it was coming.
Yeah, plus the Delta or the Lambda or the COVID is going around, so I was coughing on everybody, and it's like I said, the N-word.
I have a suggestion, by the way. It's funny because I was on the way to work and I was listening to your pod with Sam Morril. We might be drunk, and Sam was just with me last week. But he was saying, don't go with the airborne. And after you already bought like $80 worth, he said, go with the zinc. And I have a solution. I take these little elderberry gummies. They have vitamin C and zinc.
Wait a minute. I'm on it, baby. What is this? Is this some kind of Jew magic I don't know about?
They're actually delicious. They're little gummies, and they're just called elderberries, vitamin C and zinc. And at the beginning of the pandemic, I chewed them, and I don't want to jinx it. I have not been sick in 2 years.
Oh, my Lord. Can I get these on Amazon?
Yeah, you can get them really in any drugstore. They're a little expensive. They're like $20 a bottle, but they're so worth it.
All right, I'm on it. Elderberry, gingerberry, dingleberry.
There it is.
It was. I'm down.
Speaking of your buddies, last week, Phil Hanley was out here at the Punchline, and he's also, done my show a million times. But I mentioned to him that you and Joe List on Tuesdays with Stories, that you mentioned that you think he's handsome, and he really liked that compliment.
Well, he's a vain homosexual, that Canadian. But no, I mean, he's a tall cup of semen. He's a great looking guy. He's Canadian. He's got a full black beard like a pirate and a decent piece on him, if I may say so.
And like your dad?
Yeah, huge dong on old Norman.
On Rick, right?
Yeah, wow, you're good. Yeah, I don't like to hear that name. I get triggered from the beatings, but huge tackleberry.
But think about this, Mark. Like, listen, I'm a fan. I'm a normal guy. I'm not a stalker. And yet, I know your parents' names, your fiancé's names. Do you ever worry that you're so out there in public that somebody will take it to the next level and not just be a fan and kind of think that they're part of your family or something?
I've had that. I've had people message me. I've had people. That's why the meet and greets are getting dicey, because these people go, I know the dimensions of your couch. I've seen your butthole. I know your uncle and all this. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And I got to get out of there. But I'm not even famous. Imagine like what Tom Cruise gets or Beyonce or one of these kooks, these Scientologists. But it's terrifying. I'm scared. Like, I like this level. This is a good level. I get a hello at the airport or a coffee shop by a fat lady on a scooter. That's my demo. And that's it. That's all I want. These guys have to put a hat and the glasses with a nose on it and a trench coat. And I don't want to be that guy.
And let's be honest. You're not getting a hello. You're either getting a queef or kids in cages.
That's true. Which really will silence the Starbucks on a Tuesday. Just someone yelling kids in cages or praise Allah. But it's fun. It's a good level. I like it. I can pay the bills, and the fiance is still blowing me, so I can't complain.
Congratulations, by the way. And this is just, you did it at Martha's Vineyard like less than 2 weeks ago, right?
I know. Who am I? Bill Gates? It's pretty honky-tonky of me. It's like pretty high-end. Martha's Vineyard, a diamond. I was carrying that rock in my pocket like a crackhead for 3 weeks.
No, I heard the whole story. And people should know, too, that after you put out your own special on YouTube, Out to Lunch, which got millions and millions and millions of views, Netflix finally came around, but they came around with a half hour, which most young comedians would grab. And for you, you kind of thought maybe it was a little bit of a slap, but you can't say no, right?
Well, every single comic I asked said no. Even Bill Burr, I mean, everybody said no. All these guys. And then I asked Nate Bargatze, who actually did one, and he said, definitely do it. When I got it, I thought I was past it, too. And then here I am after my second hour, and it changed my life and blah, blah, blah. So I took his advice and I took it because it gets your ball sack in the door, at least, you know, that's the whole key.
You know, my goal over the last few years was to, like, get a mention on Tuesdays with Stories. The closest I got was I think it was April of last year. You were doing a corn queef, and Joe was coming on my show, and he goes, "Oh, I got to do a San Francisco interview in 3 minutes." And you said, "Oh, geez, aren't you worried? You're cutting it close." And he's like, "What? It's a phone call." So that was the closest I've gotten.
Well, Joe's on his way. I got Two-Buck Chuck over here doing the video right now, and Two-Buck Chuck's hearing this on speaker, and then Joe's on his way. We're about to hear a buzz on the New York apartment buzzer.
Out to Lunch Studios. That's the great Chuck Staton.
Yes! Wow! This guy's good. Man, Chuck just schlud here. I mean, sorry, pooped.
Well,
radio, folks. Yeah.
So yeah. Yeah, no, I'm right there with all the hot gay sets. It's all great stuff. Last thing I wanted to mention though is that you and Sam, you have your bar now. You have the beer Jew over at We Might Be Drunk. That thing's now killing.
I know. We just lucked into this producer guy who happens to be a big fat handyman, and he one day painted the whole thing, bought a bar. We lost our shirt on the prices, but I mean, it's insane having a studio. We're paying up the wazoo, but I feel like we feel like Theo Vaughn over here. Who am I, Segura? It's exciting having a studio.
Another Louisiana guy. All right, if you're in Buffalo, make sure to check out Mark. Tickets are still available Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Go to heliumcomedy.com. And I know last time you came to the Punch, you had sold out, and you deserve not to do press. But if you ever get a chance, stop by, man.
I will. You're one of the best in the biz, and I'll bring your fat ass up on on the pod today.
I would love it. Thanks a lot, buddy, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, then. Sorry I was late. I apologize.
No, you're all good. Mark Norman, everybody. Helium Comedy. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.